Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Unity Church of Light on this beautiful springtime day. And in the beginning of February, we're going to call it spring. So anyway, we're glad you're here. Okay, let's start with a prayer. So I invite you to allow your mind to open up and to be aware of the presence of God that's filling this sanctuary and it's filling your entire being with peace and love and joy. And so, dear God, we thank you for bringing us together. We know that you are here, and we've all come to have a deeper experience of you in one another as we join together to learn more, to be more of who we are. And for our awareness of this and for the gift of life, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Okay, we're going to start with some music.
I'm Priscilla Edwards, and I'm going to read the Daily Word. My faith is making me well. Unity co-founder Myrtle Fillmore healing journey began when she changed her mind. Inspired by the words of healing practitioner, she took this Affirmation to heart. I am a child of God, and therefore I do not inherit sickness. After 2 years of persistent health affirming meditation, prayer, and practice, Myrtle was healed. Her faith made her well. Myrtle Fillmore lived joyfully and vigorously for many years. I take inspiration from this story. I too am a living expression of God. I feel my body's quickening respond as I claim my inheritance of divine life. Vibratorily active in every cell of my body. Good nutrition, exercise, rest and rest support. My healing practice, my faith is making me well. In Mark 5:3-4, he says to her daughter, "Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease."
Thank you, Priscilla, for stepping in there at the last minute. I just love the way our community comes together. Thank you. Okay, now will you join me in our vision and mission statements together? Our vision: Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission: Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And now our unity affirmation, and I just love thinking about this. This is being said in centers and churches, unity churches all over the world. So we're joining with so many people. So together, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life: God, the good, omnipotent. And I invite you to close your eyes for a moment and just to think about the relief and the joy that it brings to know that no matter what's going on in the outer world or in our lives, that there is only one presence and one power, and that is God, the good, omnipotent. So there is nothing to fear. There's nothing to be concerned about. We just have to turn our attention over and over and over again to that one presence and power that's with us every second. And for our awareness of this, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Okay, now we're going to bless all of the youth of the world, including the little kid in you. So if you haven't thought about that little kid in you, think about it, that one right now. And let's say our blessing for the youth together. Children of God, we love you. We bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Okay, for our announcements today, well, first of all, I want to remind you about the Silent Unity Prayer Service that happens here every Wednesday. So if you need a break in the middle of the week, you know, please join. It's always good to come together with other people and make that connection with God. So then, an announcement I really want to highlight today is something is coming back to our church that hasn't been here. We're having in-person class starting next week. So Vernette is going to be teaching this. Now, look at the dates very carefully if you're going to take this class, and put them on your calendar because they're not 5 weeks in a row. They're February 12th, March 12th, March 26th, April 23rd, and April 30th. So she's going to be doing this book, Lessons in Truth, by H. Emily Cady. This actually was the first Unity book that was published, and it's really a core, contains our core teachings. So I really encourage you to consider coming to the class. It's perfect. You don't have to make an extra trip over here. You just come and you stay. Now you go, what am I going to do about lunch? Of course, right? We have to think about that, right? Well, we don't know for all the weeks. Next week, Vernetta is going to bring lunch. So you don't have to worry about next Sunday. and then you'll all figure out what you're going to do. And if you can certainly bring your own lunch, because that's what Karen will be doing. She'll be bringing her own lunch anyway. But so this is a great opportunity. And for me, it's really convenient, because if I had to drive back here another day of the week, Karen's not doing that. Maybe you would. But you're going to already be here. So I really encourage you to think about that. This is the only book they have downstairs for sale. But the library has three copies. So you could borrow a book from the library. Some of you may already have the book. But you can also order it on Amazon. You can actually get the Kindle version for 99 cents from Amazon. And you also can download it free from truthunity.net, or I think it's a church in Hawaii. If you put Lessons in Truth in there, it'll come up free PDF download. But if you're like me, I want a book to have with me for this class. Anyway, what else do I need to say about that? There's a sign-up sheet out there on the table when you first come in, and it would help Vernetta to know how many people are going to be here. By the way, if you don't sign up, please still come. But she needs to know how many handouts or things that she can do. So if you know you're going to do it, please sign your name on the list out there and put your email. Is there anything else I forgot? Probably. Oh, yes, there is something else. She wants you to read chapters 1 and 2. So you already have homework. So you need to, if you order it from Amazon, you'll have it in a day or two or whatever. Or borrow it from the library. But reads chapters 1 and 2. Again, if you don't have to read them if you don't want. You're not barred from any of the classes if you don't do the reading. Okay? We don't want to make you scare you away for any reason. We want you to be here. All right. Anybody have any questions about that? There was a lot about that, so I expect to see all of you here. How many people think they're going to come? Okay. All right. All right. That's it for that part. Now, the other things are in your bulletin, by the way. And you know, the things are coming up, the regular Light Seeker book discussion, Walking the Talk. Oh, I want to highlight the membership meeting. This is very important. If you have not let the church know that you still want to maintain your membership, you need to be sure to let them know, because that's the only way they know that you want to continue it. Look at the rest of that. I also want to highlight the Oasis Food Pantry, because I keep forgetting about it, so I'm reminding you to remind me. Every time we go to the store, just pick up a few extra items and bring them in and put them in the box, the bin back there in the back, and our wonderful Judy and Charlie, they're our representatives. And people need our help. People need extra food. So please remember, make a note. Again, I'm making a note. And you're all going to ask me next week, did you bring anything for the food pantry? So I got in the habit of doing it, you know, and every time I went to the store, I'd bring something, but I got out of it again. So I'm guessing maybe that happened to you too. So a reminder. Okay, I think that's it. It's enough of me. All right. One more thing. You can tell I have fun up here, right? I really want to welcome Reverend Sharon Almond. And yay! We're always so thrilled when you come back. And for those of you who may not have been here, like some of you may not have, you weren't here when Reverend Sharon was our minister. And she retired how many years ago?
A little over 4 now.
Little over 4 years ago, she retired. And she's a real blessing and a gift, so we welcome you. Okay, that's it.
Just before you say something you can't take away, take a breath and let it out. Try to think about what would. Love do now. should. Cross that line for good. Whatever you decide, ask yourself from inside, what would love do now? Everything is either an act of love or a cry for love. That's why for love we try for love. In the end, that's all we know that's real. Whether right or wrong, doesn't matter just as long as you let your heart decide. Ask yourself from inside, what will love do now? Everything is either an act of love or a cry for love. That's why for love we die for love. In the end, that's all we know that's real. Whether right or wrong, doesn't matter just as long as you let your heart decide. Ask yourself from inside, what would love do now? Sing it from inside with me, y'all. What would love do now? Let me hear you sing it, people.
What would love do now?
Sing it one more time for me, y'all.
What would love do now?
Thank you.
I just love him.
Yes.
Haven't seen him for a long time. Hello.
Hi.
It's good to see you all again. Am I on loud enough? That's better, right? A little bit? Okay. Well, it's good to be here. Here we are. This is the beginning of February and in the new year, in 2023. So if I didn't see you, happy new year. And this is about the time of the year when, if one has made New Year's resolutions, maybe struggling a little bit to keep them going. Anybody? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Well, December really is when I started. End of the year, beginning of year, this is when I do most of my reflecting about what has been and what I would like for it to be. And I know I'm not the only one. I mean, it's probably the biggest one. I have others too. My birthday is another occasion when I look back and look forward. And in churches, we here look at Easter and Christmas also as opportunities for reawakening and starting anew and all of that. I have some intentions. I'm calling them intentions for this year. I'm picturing myself at the end of the year 2023, healthy and vibrant and all of that. And so I am sitting here thinking, how can I make this work better this year? You know, I mean, some of the things that I'm picturing out here are things I've been picturing for a number of years. They haven't really come to pass yet. So how can I make that happen? And I had some ideas, and what occurred to me was the title of the talk, This New Day. And I am choosing to use it as a reminder for how I can kind of do things so that I might be successful, more successful than I've been in the past, This New Day. I want to be successful, and so I know that I need to do something differently. You know, they say the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. So I want to do it differently. I want to be successful. I know that in the past, one of the big things that I wanted to change was quitting smoking back in the 80s. And what finally worked was first a good motivation, you know, watching my father go through some health challenges, and I thought, I don't have to do that. It had to do with heart disease, you know, smoking. So I gave it up. I also had a plan. I quit the day after Thanksgiving. I smoked a whole bunch, you know, before then. and then I had all these things in place so that when a craving would come up, I'd have some gum. My jaws got tired and sore, you know. But I had this plan in place, and with my motivation and my plan, I was successful. So I have an inkling here to be successful now. Probably need a plan. The other thing I recognize about my own self and accomplishing these things is I see that it works better for me, and I know this because we're unity people. It works best for me to be thinking in a positive way about what I want. So if I want to be healthier, I want to be able to move, I want to be, you know, all of that sort of thing, and that's different. My energy is different around that than if I say I want to lose 20 pounds. You know, we know that where you put your thoughts, where you put your attention, your energy, then you get more of it. Well, if I'm putting all my attention on losing pounds, guess what I'm going to get more of? More pounds. So I don't want to do that. So I want to do it differently with that focus. So I became aware then here's what I came up with. There are three areas that I think are going to be important for me to be successful, maybe you too. First of all is this, I'm calling it pacing, and for me this is really vital to in doing it differently, being successful. So pacing is the first one. Focus is the second. And then third is attitude. So let's look at each one of these that came to mind as I was contemplating. How can I make this work? Doing it differently, and for me, this doing it differently is going to be unique for each of us. Because you know, I looked at what have I done in the past, what worked, what didn't work. So this is my story, but what I came up with, I see that pacing is important for me. I know you all remember the fish story that I tell about how my zeal got kind of carried away, and I bought a fish tank for my son Dan, if you remember the story, and we got fish for it and outfitted it, just little 10-gallon tank, and then he lost interest after just a few months, but I was a fire. This is back in the 80s. I ended up with a 55-gallon, a 20-gallon, and two 10-gallons in my living room. And so I was working full-time. My Saturday mornings were the whole morning into early afternoon was cleaning fish tanks. But I got so much joy out of buying different kinds of fish. And, you know, it just was, my zeal can just really skyrocket. And I know that about myself. And what, one of the things I have done in the past is I have said, well, I want to lose weight. I want to exercise. I want to do this. I want to write a book. I want to, all of this. Okay, new leaf, I'm going to do these things. Within weeks, you know, I've already stumbled and fallen. I can't do it. I need to pace myself. I need to do one or two things at a time, because otherwise I'm overwhelmed and disappointed in myself, and you know, anyway, it's not a good thing. So pacing is important to me. Who has seen the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Do you remember that? There's a story back there I'd like to hear. Well, anyway, in the movie, the music is kind of like 30s, and there in the background of a number of the songs, there is the sound of a chain gang, you know, where the convicts or prisoners are dressed in stripes and they're with hammers, they're hitting rocks. I was sitting with a friend of mine talking about, well, boy, they're sure not putting anything into that, you know, hammering there. It's just, it's all not synchronized. It was you know, just wasn't, they weren't getting on it, you know. And he looked at me and he said, they have to do that all day long in the sun. Oh, okay. That would be like a bite at a time kind of attitude. Just pace yourself. So I recognize that pacing is a really important key for me in being successful with this. What I have done, just for your information, is I've come up with a behavior chart. Back when I was an active mom, our stepson had an occasion, you know, we ended up helping him with the behavior chart, and it really is powerful. So I'm using one for myself. So I am focusing on one or two habits that I want to change. The first one that I'm focusing on is movement. And I want to have a stronger core and flexibility. And then I also want to work my heart. You know, cardio is one and strength and flexibility is another. That's my focus. So I'm keeping my little chart, you know, and checking them off when I do it so that I can make it a habit. When it becomes a habit and it becomes normal, then I'll put something else up there. But I'm not going to do all of it at one time. So we'll see how this works. But that's my first part. For me, it's pacing. This is individual. So what do you need to do it differently to be successful? You know. The second is focus. Now, if you notice on the title, it says this new day. It doesn't say a new day. It says this new day. And doesn't that change the energy of it? You know, if I say a new day, oh yeah, there's a day. It doesn't, it's just, it's like some generic thing tomorrow, you know, later I can do this, but this new day has a different energy. I said here that I think it creates immediacy right here, right now. It creates relevance, this new day. And it invites engagement. This new day. Why would I make that specific? This new day. There's got to be some reason for that I'm saying that. In my mind, when I was putting this together, I considered having a prop, having a basket, like a, you know, kind of about this size basket, and I would have blankets in it and kind of coming over the top, and I would pretend, I don't have one, but I was acting like it was a new puppy, this new puppy, you know? And if I had that, you might be curious about what was in my basket, and if I said this new puppy, you'd want to see, probably, if you're a dog person at all, you'd want to see the puppy, you know, wouldn't you? You might want to engage, you might want to pet it. This new anything, whether it's a puppy, whether it's a day, whether it's a, it invites that immediacy and it invites that engagement and relevance. So I think that when we say this new day, it creates focus for the present moment. Now here in Unity we talk a lot about the present moment. Now, we think it's important, and I think it is important to be present, to notice right now what's happening. You know? And that present moment, moving on into attitude, it is that the present moment could be considered the present, and then if you just rework the word present a bit, it's a gift, you know? And that's what the present is it's a gift. Observations on the passage of time. I'm in the third trimester of my life, the last one. I mean, I don't think there'll be another whole thing, but anyway, there is kind of an observational thing that happens when you get into this stage, or at least I and some of my friends catch ourselves sort of looking back. But present moment invites this curiosity sort of thing. The present moment helps us realize that there aren't any guarantees. Guarantees about getting up the next day or being alive next week, or, and that sounds really negative, I don't mean it to be, but if we recognize that this is a gift right now. I work at a retirement community and I've seen examples of it. Just a month ago, a woman, a resident there, she has a dog and she would take it out for walks, you know, potty breaks, several times a day. She would usually, often, not every time, but often stop by the front desk and would just chat for a little while, and all of that was fine. Well, she fell on the parking lot and ended up with some very serious health challenges. She is back home now with hospice, and it's just really up in the air as to whether she'll regain her capabilities or not. So you never know. In that community, of course, it's not unusual for people to have accidents and die. I mean, it's that time of life. You know, you just do that. But it isn't just older people that there aren't any guarantees for. You remember that? Just recently, there was a very young, what was he, 20 or something like that, football player who collapsed with cardiac arrest. You know, so we don't know. We don't know. So I think, this has to do with attitude, I think then that as we are able to think of this new day in that light, you know, just grateful for the present moment, we then are able to be curious about possibilities. As I'm thinking of intentions for myself, this new day, this year, this 2023, this year is one where I want to be healthy. It encourages us and supports us, that attitude of the present moment as a gift, to be curious, to be flexible, to consider, what do I want for this day? Now, this is all wonderful, but why am I standing up here talking about resolutions or intentions? This is a Unity Church. Well, let me tell you. The way I see it is Unity has what we call the creative process, and we probably all heard this many, many times, mind, idea, expression. We get to practice this creative process every time we set an intention and use that, use this making things better sort of need, I think, that we all have. Myrtle Fillmore said that hunger, that yearning that we have inside for different, better, that is a desire of God, of mind, of source, moving through us, nudging us in the direction of expansion and growth. And so we can use this creative process to do exactly that. What are we really doing? We are really working to become the best that we can be, to express and manifest our Christ selves. So I think this creative process is important. Mind, idea, expression. Mind, of course, is source or God. When Charles and Myrtle Fillmore started thinking about this, talking about this, divine mind, you know, and the other New Thought movements use that phrase a lot. We are all a part of divine mind. You know, it's just, and source, it's all there is. Idea. And that is when it comes to our attention, when we think of something that we might want to have or do or be, this probably could be anyway a divine idea. Myrtle also says that when we have these desires, that those are divine ideas, sometimes they get kind of distorted by our own values, our perceptions. So as an example, I might desire chocolate cake. That happens. And what that could be, I mean, of course, it looks good and all of that, but what we really want is we want nourishment. We want joy. And so if we kind of look past, sometimes look at your desire and kind of what are you really wanting? So this divine idea is in there when we see that we want something. I want a healthy body. I do. I want to be able to enjoy every year, every month, every day that I have until whenever it is. Yeah. That's my idea. And then it is the expression. Jesus Christ was the expression of that perfect idea of perfect human from God. And then this same model, divine or mind idea expression, can be applied and is applied in most things that we are creating. So we get to be the expressions of all that we can be. We get to be working toward expressing more and more and more of our Christ being. So I think that the relevance for us at the beginning of this new year, with your intentions and knowing that this creative process is a help and a support in being all that we can be, all that we want to be, and that we can do that by thinking about and holding to the thought, this new day. So before we start our contemplation meditation time, let's use the words of our wayshower, Jesus Christ, to help us move into this contemplative space. So let's join together in affirming the Lord's Prayer. Together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you, if you haven't already, to, if it's comfortable, close your outer eyes. Allow your bodies to relax. And let your mind still. A wonderful way to be attentive to that inner space is to focus on breath. And so we do that in this moment. We breathe deeply in, hold for a second or two, and then fully exhale. In and out. We continue to breathe, holding our attention on the breath, holding our attention on the way it feels, the breath moving through your nose or your mouth. Maybe the air movement in the room. You breathe and you become aware of your body relaxing. So that all there is this moment. When we are open and still and receptive, listening, if you will, we find ourselves aligned with that highest part of ourselves, our Christ self. It is in this alignment that we are better able to feel and experience the truth of who and what we are, to feel and experience peace. We are still, we are open and receptive. We are peace. In this moment, all is well. We are safe. We are loved. We are peace. As we rest in that experience, we may well feel experience what I call heart swell, a sensation in your upper torso of just being so expansive, so loved. And that's because the truth of who and what we truly are is love, love in expression, love as God in expression in this point in time. We are love. We allow and experience that love beginning to grow. We are sitting here with like-minded people, our church community, our church family. And that love extends out from each of us into this room, and it warms and enfolds every person in the room. And this love that we are keeps expanding and growing, and it moves outside this building and continues to expand its vibration into the world. We are love. We also experience an awareness at this point in our day, in this moment, that we are the expression of divine wholeness. This is the blueprint of who and what we are. We are whole, we are vibrant, we are healthy, we are prosperous beyond dreams. We have everything we need. Our bodies are whole. Our affairs are in order. We are whole. And as we hold on to the truth of this awareness, this wholeness in our bodies, in our affairs, in our minds, in all of this, we become wholeness, and our bodies literally respond to that, just as Myrtle's healing responded. This is the truth of us. We are whole. We allow that wholeness, that experience of wholeness, to just swirl in us, in our bodies, in our minds. And we become aware and grateful that this is truth with a capital T. We take just a few moments now in silence to experience the alignment, to experience our oneness, to experience wholeness in the silence. Eric Butterworth in his writings says, paraphrase, something along the lines of the universe or God or source conspires to give you all that you want, all that you need. And so we recognize and realize and grab hold of that awareness. We are the offspring of the Most High. We are beloved beyond anything that we can comprehend. And so as we hold the image of our wholeness, we lean into the awareness that God is our constant companion, that that divine presence is with us, guiding us, inspiring us, loving us. And so, as we begin to bring this time together to a close, let us bring with us this awareness. Let us bring with us this experience of manifestation, expression of wholeness. And let us be all that we are meant to be. In love and in deep gratitude, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.